Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Praise God. We thank you for thinking about us enough to just tune in to hear this broadcast. Now, tonight is oldies but goodies in the gospel. And before we go into the word, we're going to have Evangelist Sheila Hameen to lead us in a word of prayer.
Let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you, humbling our hearts, O God, calling upon your holy name, Lord. We pray right now, Lord, that you will search our hearts while we're praying, O Lord, and move upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord God, blot out transgressions, wash away iniquities, cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that you will touch our minds, O God, touch our hearts, Lord God. Manifest yourself, Lord Jesus, during this broadcast, Lord. Let your anointing come, my God. Let your anointing abide upon us and help us, Lord, to do your will. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. We're depending on you, Lord Jesus,
yes, Lord.
And we're looking unto you, my God. Lord, lift heavy burdens, oh, God.
Touch, Lord Jesus,
in the name of Jesus. Work it out right now, Lord. We know you are able to fix it. We know you have the power, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, my God. There's nothing impossible. We pray tonight, Lord Jesus, that your word will minister unto every listener. Oh, God, you know our needs tonight. And we're praying right now, God, that you will bless us with the things we stand in need of, both spiritually and naturally. In the name of Jesus, we're praying, God, with those who are sick in their bodies, desiring to be healed, desiring to be made whole and delivered from their affliction. Oh, Lord God, please have mercy tonight and stretch forth your mighty hand. Lay your hand upon them, Lord. Touch their body and raise them up right now. Rebuke the sicknesses and diseases. Rebuke the afflictions, oh, God. Rebuke anything that's plaguing their bodies, Lord, and make them whole right now.
Yes.
Jesus,
Jeez.
We believe you tonight, and we know that with your stripes we are healed, Lord. Help us to believe with our whole heart, O God. Take away all doubt. Take away the drawback, Lord.
Yes,
take
Lord.
Away the unbelief, and forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Lord, we're down here waiting on you. We're waiting on you, Lord. But we're waiting, oh, God. We can't do nothing without you. We're depending on you, Lord. Have mercy upon us. Lord, we pray tonight that you will touch hearts, oh, God, that you will save to the utmost, that you will please, Lord, manifest yourself to those who don't know you, Lord. Move all around the world. Oh, Lord, move out in radio land. Somebody listening tonight has a special request. Somebody listening tonight is going through trouble. Have mercy, Lord God, and fix it. Only you can fix it, Lord. Only you can work it out, Lord. Have mercy tonight, oh, God, and take control, Lord Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, one by one, name by name. You know all about it, Lord. You know how to fix it, Jesus. And those who are dealing with bereavement, oh, my God, give them comfort and consolation. Remember them in a special way, Lord Jesus. And, Lord God, those who are requesting a special prayer, those, oh, God, who are waiting on a healing, Lord, from an incurable disease, you're able to do it for them, Lord. We're asking you tonight, Lord, to please, my God, work miracles and work wonders. Have your way and let your will be done even the more. Let it grow and let it prosper. Let it reach many souls near and far. We believe you, my God, and we're taking you at your word.
Yes,
we count it as done, Lord, and we thank you tonight.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you for your thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
yes,
for
Lord,
listening
Jesus.
To our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for working
yes,
it out for us. Thank you for taking it, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for deliverance tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you for the moving of your spirit, Lord. We thank you. Oh, yes, Lord, for the outpouring of your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you,
God. We thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We praise you tonight, Lord. We magnify you. We lift you up. You are worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all things, my God. Oh,
of 7 verses of the 54th number of Psalm. Praise God. May God ever add a blessing to the reading of his word. And I like to say, in the way of the announcement, if you're in the area, feel free to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission located at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. And the services is on Sundays at 12 p.m. And we are also planning to restart our prayer services in the near future, Lord willing, and we will inform you of the time when we will be starting that back up. And if you would like to be on the Gospel Truth broadcast, you can dial in to the guest call-in number at 563-999-3511. And if you'd like to be on the broadcast and you'd like to give a testimony, or you have something that you would like to say, or you want to send up a praise for the Lord, you can call 1-605-313-5995 pound. The access code is 562-166 pound. So feel free to call in to be on the broadcast or to just listen in. Feel free. And praise God, in the way of our prayer list, we want to say, church, let's pray for Brother Donovan, pray for Cousin Danny, and pray for Darnell, Crawford West, and the entire Fareed Sewell family. And all the others, our prayer list, we want to remember them in our prayers because we know that they are going through things right now, but we do know that God is able to heal, to save, to encourage, and to deliver and lift the heavy burdens. So we are looking to him, and our trust is in him today. And now at this time, we're going to prepare our hearts. We're going to ask that Evangelist Hameen come forth and give us some words of encouragement at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast and how the Lord is blessing. And those of you who tune in, we pray that God will continue to bless you. And just Amen. Thinking on the word of God, we can cry out to God. The Lord, yes. He is ready. He's willing. He's able, more than able, to do whatever needs to be done for us. If we yes. need him to help us, we can cry to him. We can look to him Amen. Because yes. he is our help. The psalmist yes. just began to say, save me, O God, by yes. thy name. And yes. his name is a great name. There's great strength name. And there's power. And I began to think on the blood of Jesus and how much yes. power there is in the blood of Jesus. That power is so yes. strong that it can wash away sin. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God, precious word. And I encourage you tonight to just look to the Lord and to trust in him. If you get in trouble, you can run to the Lord. You can yes. call upon his name. And he will come and he will see about you. You can yes. cast all your cares on him. You can put it all in the hands of the Lord and leave it there. And he knows just what to do. So yes. I encourage you tonight to just give it over to Jesus and let him work it out for you. Amen. And God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for those very beautiful and encouraging words coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. I tell you, we're living in a time now where we all need encouragement. Praise God. So let us prepare our hearts to hear the word of God. thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and mercy, for allowing us to come together to bring thy gospel. Oh, my God, we pray that you will look upon your people everywhere, touch, strengthen, heal, and deliver. Save the unsaved, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know you're able. The power is in thy hand, Jesus. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. We are trusting in you, Lord. But we know there is no failure in you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done, Lord. Move in a special way. Send thy word, Lord. Send that and on, Lord. Let it reach some bound soul. In the name of Jesus, loose the bands, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save the unsaved, Lord. Oh, my God, we know you're able, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. These and all blessings we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Going to the Word of God from the book of Revelation. Revelation, the second chapter. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for thy name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. The message I want to leave with you tonight, repent and do the first works. These are the words of Jesus. And I believe John the Revelator, while he was out on the Isle of Patmos, began to be in the spirit on the Lord's day. And the Lord began to tell John the Revelator to write. And he began to write unto the churches as Jesus spoke unto him. And I believe this writing was unto the angel of the church at Ephesus. And Jesus began to say, I know thy works and thy labor. I know how you have borne in the heat of the day, how you have labored. How you have worked, how you had patience with the people of God. But nevertheless, I have somewhat against you. Yes. In other words, Jesus was letting them know at the church of Ephesus that he had a little something against them. Oh, he remembered their labor.
Yes.
He remembered their work.
Yes, he did.
He remembered their patience. But nevertheless, there was a little something he had against them.
All right.
You see, the church at Ephesus had fallen, and they fell from their first love. God knows, the word of God said, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent. Repent means to feel sorry or self-reproachful for what one has done or not done. To be conscious, stricken, or contrite. Repent means to feel such regret or dissatisfaction over some past action, intention, as to change one's mind about it. You see, the Lord was telling you to repent, to change your mind, to change your intention, to cease from doing, because you know from whence you have fallen.
All right.
God knows you don't need anyone to tell you that you have fallen from grace. Remember when you first got saved, how you were going forth in the Lord, how you was praising God and going forth in the dance. Oh, you had so much joy when the preacher would preach the word. You would be so joyful and so happy. You would say amen to the preaching of the gospel. You would shout for joy. You would dance the holy dance. But now you have taken down. You won't say amen to the word of God. You way,
yes,
quickly, and I will remove that candlestick,
yes,
out of his place, except you repent.
Yes, Lord.
He's telling you to repent.
Amen.
Don't worry about your brother.
Amen.
Don't worry about your sister.
Right.
Don't worry about the deacon.
Yes,
he's saying to you,
yes,
look at yourself.
Glory,
you repent.
Jesus.
The word of God says, save yourselves,
yes,
from this unregeneration.
Right.
I heard John the Baptist,
yes,
when he went to the wilderness, he was out there preaching,
yes,
and he said, oh, ye generation of vipers,
yes,
who have warned you to be the wrath to come.
Come.
In other words, they were just coming to see what was going on. But John began to tell them,
yes,
to repent ye therefore,
yes,
and be converted,
right,
that your sins may be blotted out.
Yes,
it's time to repent.
It's time
to break up the stony heart.
Yes, it's
time to give your life to Jesus.
Oh, yes.
It's time to break up that heart.
Amen.
Let that heart be contrite,
yes,
unto the Lord,
yes,
so that the Lord will come in and deliver your soul.
Amen.
He'll give you strength,
yes,
in your weakest hour.
Yes,
but you must repent.
Yes.
You must be sorry.
Yes.
You must feel contrite,
yes,
over your sins,
yes,
and change your way of living.
Yes.
Change your way of going.
Yes.
You may be going in your own way.
Right.
You see, some of these people, they began to go in a way of their own.
Yes,
the Bible said there's,
yes,
a way,
right,
that seemeth right unto a man,
yes,
but the end thereof,
yes,
are the ways of death.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that God's way,
yes,
is the only way.
Yes. Only way.
We got to go God's way.
Oh, yes.
You might have fallen from grace.
Come on,
you might have fallen,
yes,
from your first love.
Right.
But get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
And go on back.
Go on back.
Down to Jerusalem. And carry there,
right,
until you become endued with power from her. Go on back.
Yes.
Down to Jerusalem.
Yes.
And wait for the promise.
Yes.
Wait for strength.
Yes.
Wait for the anointing.
Yes.
Wait so God can use you,
yes,
in the service of the Lord.
Amen.
But you must be picky, therefore,
amen,
and do your first work. Get on up.
Amen.
And go on back.
Go on back.
And pray.
Yes.
And pray,
yes,
unto the Lord.
Yes.
Take control of your soul.
Yes, Lord.
To the Lord.
Yes.
Break up the stony heart.
Oh, yes.
To the Lord.
Yes.
Come into your life again.
Yes.
Unto the Lord. Renew, yes, your strength. You must do your first work. But you must first do something.
Yes.
And that is repent.
Repent.
Repent ye therefore.
Yes.
And be converted.
Yes.
That your sins may be blotted out.
Yes.
I heard John when he said in those days came John the Baptist saying, repent ye. Kingdom of heaven,
yes,
is at hand.
The
time is at hand.
Yes.
Now is our salvation nearer, yes, than when we first believed.
Amen.
It's time now to repent of your sins.
Amen.
It's time to repent,
yes,
of your evil ways.
Yes.
It's time to repent of the things that you've been doing that you know is not like the Lord.
Amen.
Those things that are not according to the word of God. It's time to repent of them.
Yes.
And do your first work.
Amen.
People got a mind of their own.
Yes, they do.
God knows they're changing up in these last days. Oh, they're going in their own way. They living after a form and a fashion.
Yes, they are.
Having a form of godliness.
Yes.
But denying the power thereof.
Yes.
The Bible said from such turn away. It's time.
Yeah.
It's time,
yeah,
to do your first work. You see, Jesus is soon to come.
Yes.
And he said in his word, yes, in Revelation 21.
Yes.
And the 21st chapter.
Yes.
And about the 13th verse.
Yes.
He said, behold,
behold,
I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give unto every man,
yes,
according as his work that shall be.
Yes.
He said, let the unjust be unjust still.
Yes.
Let those that are unholy,
all
they're
right,
going to still be unholy.
Yes.
If you're not holy,
come
when
now,
Jesus comes to,
yes,
God knows you're going to be left behind.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that we must be found in the word of God.
Yes.
If we're not found in the word of God, if our name is not written in the Lamb's book of life,
right,
God knows we're going to be left behind.
Amen.
We're going to be turned into that lake of fire,
yes,
which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Amen.
Repent and do your first words. Come to Jesus while you have a chance.
Praise praise the Lord. Make
peace, God. Thank God for that anointed message. I tell you, it's time to repent and do our first works over again. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the word of God. At this time, we're going to open the doors to salvation. If there's anyone that wants strength tonight, if there's anyone that needs healing for your body, for your soul, your spirit, God is willing and able to do it tonight. We want to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Now is your opportunity and your chance to give it to Jesus and let him work it out. Let him fix it in your life. He's able to do it. He's willing to do it, and he wants to do it. Praise God. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for the word of God. We for the message tonight. We pray that you touch, Lord. Look on those that need strength tonight, those who are disencouraged. I pray that you touch their hearts, encourage their souls, help them to drive and go forward in you. In the name of Jesus, bless your people, O Lord. Make a way out of no way. Look on those that are cast down. I pray that you touch them, O Lord. Lift up the bowed down hands. Strengthen thy people, O Lord. Help them to go through, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those who might have turned from you, help them to return back to you. In the name of Jesus, help them to give their lives to you. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, O Lord. Thou art merciful. I pray, Jesus, that you look on Danny. Touch his body right now. Healing, Lord. Heal his soul. Deliver his mind. In the name of Jesus, save him, O Lord. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. I pray that you look on Brother Donovan. Touch his mind, O Lord. Heal, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Jesus, break up the stony heart. We know you're able. We know you got the power. Deliver tonight, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Wash away sins. Blot out of transgressions. Help us, O Lord. Help us to draw nigh unto thee. Help us to run for our lives. Help us to be ready when you call our name. And those that don't know you, in the pardon of their sins, have mercy on them right now, Lord. Help them to seek your face. Help them to call upon the name of the Lord. Help them, O Lord, to run for their lives. Realize the time is running out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight. Be merciful, O Lord. Look on the souls of men. I pray, Lord, that you will move, Lord Jesus. Move through the cities, O Lord. Touch in a special way. Stop death, O Lord. Have mercy on the people. Jesus, look on those who are in authority. Have mercy on them, Lord. Touch them right now. Lead them, O Lord. Guide them. Show them which way you would have them to go. Help them, O Lord, to be led of thy spirit. Direct their path, O Lord. Help them to fear thy name. In the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere, O Lord. Touch them right now, Lord. Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. We know you got the power, Lord. Bless, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Save to the uttermost, O Lord. Bind the works of Satan. Cast him out today, O Lord. Strengthen your people everywhere. Encourage their hearts. Help them, O Lord, to stand and to go through their tests and their trials. Help them to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We know you're able. And we thank you for your word, O Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your word, Jesus. Thank you for the message, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the listeners. We pray that you continue to bless, continue to send your word, continues in your anointing. Have thine own way. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art a strong deliverer. We know thou art a way maker, and thou art a door opener. Do it for us, O Lord. Fix it for us, O Lord. Oh, my God, Senor, you're able, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, and we believe you, and we thank you in faith, O Lord. We thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for how you graced us with your presence. Thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, O Lord. Continue to go with us. Stand by us and ever lead us on. Give us the victory, and we will praise thy holy name and glorify thee for thy great works. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, this prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord for the word of God. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelist, from Sister Rhoda and Sister Mac. Praise God.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. I tell you, that message came tonight in power and in demonstration. Thank saying to us to repent and do our first work. You know, sometimes we just have to go on back to basics. We got to go on back down on our knees. Got to start all over sometimes. Praise God. So, you know, we might go on for a while, but the Lord is not always pleased with everything we do, even some things we are not doing that we should be doing. Praise the Lord. So we need to repent and just go on back and do our first works and be sure that God is pleased with our works. I enjoyed that message. Very timely, very encouraging. It's more like a judgment message. These are the last days, and we want to make sure that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Make sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Hallelujah, because whatever state we're in, that's how we're going to remain. If you're unholy, that's how you're going to stay. You won't have a chance to become holy. You won't have a chance to ask God for forgiveness. It's all going to happen so quickly.
Yes.
So let's make sure that we are doing what God wants us to do. And if you need to repent, do it right now. Don't wait. Don't put it off, but repent. And do your first works over.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Just to add on what my sister have just commented, is true. God loves us so much, brethren. He loves us. He doesn't want us to perish. Jesus is coming back very, very soon.
Yes.
Okay, we go to church. We preach. We pray for the people. We do all sorts of things. Those are the what Revelation is talking about. All those things are happening in our personal lives, even the churches. But God can see us very, very clearly. God knows our motives. God can see our hearts. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, and let me just read, and give me a chance for a minute. I read from verse 27. It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I'll declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me. You practice lowliness. You hear that the word of God say? So Jesus is telling us today, we have to be very, very careful. This is the right time for us, brethren, to repent sincerely from the bottom of your heart. We can hide, you can show people that you are good, you are doing whatever you are doing. But deep down to the heart, God sees every in the inner part. Wherever we go, sometimes we do something secretly, but God sees very clearly. And remember, the judgment will start in the house of God. So this is a reminder to us today to repent individually. Let's go to our knees. So tell God, search my heart. Is my heart full of grudges, bitterness, hatred, unforgiveness, all those things? that do not please God. Let us be sincere. God has given us this chance. And when this chance is finished, that's the end of everything. When it comes, there's no repenting again. That's why God is reminding us today. This message is very, very powerful. It has come at the right time. So my brothers and my sisters, let us take salvation a serious way. Because when we die, or when Jesus comes back, we don't want to be left behind. Or when we die before Jesus comes back, we don't want to go to hell. Because the Bible says, without holiness, nobody shall see God. Without purity of the heart, nobody shall see God. Let us walk in our salvation with fear and tremble. And let us be sincere before God. Thank you. May the Lord bless you.
Praise the Lord. I don't know if Sister Mac would like to say anything. But anyway, we thank the Lord. Thank God for the remarks coming through Sister Rhoda and Evangelist Hameen. And that is right. We have to be ready. We can't be getting ready, whatever state that we are in, if the Lord should come or if he should call us. That's the state that you're going to remain in. But the Lord is telling us, he wrote unto the church, he told John to write unto the church of Ephesus, and he said, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. And the seven stars are the angels of the churches, those pastors of the churches, glory to God, who walketh in the midst of seven golden candlesticks. And he said, I know thy works, thy labor, and thy patience. He knows what we've done. He knows our works. He knows our labor. He knows our patience and how that we can't bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars, and has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, even after all of that, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. In other words, the Lord, he got a little something against us. Because he said, thou hast left thy first love. And he said, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. So I thank God for this message, because it is a judgment message. And the word of God comes to remind us, because sometimes we do get off course, but the word of God reminds us what we should be doing and how we should be living before the Lord. So I thank the Lord, because he bring it back to your remembrance. Hallelujah. And we have to run for our lives, get in a hurry, so we can be ready when the Lord calls us, or when he comes, because as it was forestated, there will be no time to get ready. If we're not already ready, we will be left behind. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for the word of God. Thank the Lord for you, Sister Rhoda. And I always enjoy your remarks. You are always right on target with the word of God. And so is Evangelist Hameen. I thank the Lord for that prayer, the anointed prayer, and the words of exhortation and encouragement coming through her. Praise God. We thank the Lord. We're not going to prolong the time, but we invite you to tune in again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., and we'll be right back here again on Tuesday night, Lord willing. And we ask that you continue to pray for us, and let's remember those who are on our prayer list. And if that's all, then it's, I mean, I forgot to ask you to give your information.
Yes. So Prayer Works Ministry broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. if you want to listen to the just dial in and listen and not be on live, you can dial, let me give you that number, one moment, you can dial, looks like I don't have it on here and you don't know it by heart exactly, but I can pull it up for you real quick.
Okay. While she's getting that, I just want to thank God for all of our radio listeners, and we encourage you to continue to tune into this broadcast. If you have a testimony or something that the Lord has done for you and you want to tell it, you can tell it. You can call in on this broadcast, 1-605-313-5995#, and hit the access code 5652-166#, and you can give your testimony, you can sing a song or praise, whatever the Lord has given you, even if you got a message and you feel like you need to get it out, you can call into this Gospel Truth broadcast, and we will give you a chance to preach the word of God. Praise God, because somebody gave us a chance, so we're willing to give you a chance. Praise God. Evangelist?
Yes, amen. So if you want to dial in, the dial-in number to listen is 563-999-3634. And if you want to be live on the broadcast, you can dial our guest call-in line, and that number is 551-241-6677. No access code required. And you can also go online if you want to listen online. Some people like to go on the internet. You can listen there by going to blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that information. And praise God if there's nothing else. We say God bless you and good night.
Good night.
Good night.